Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life Radio Show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and this is Dr. Joanne White. I'm hoping that you're having a wonderful day as I am here. The weather's getting warmer, so it's wonderful to be in spring. And what we want to do before we really start our show is to send condolences and blessings and just a lot of positive energy to those people in Boston that were caught up in the horrific outpour of challenges that they went through with the Boston Marathon. So today we're going to shift gears a little bit from last week, and this show is for mature audiences because we're going to be a little bit explicit and talk about sex and sexuality, and just so that those ears that are listening can really take in the information and utilize it in the best possible way. And oftentimes women have been taught, actually it's been better over the last 20 years, but many women have been taught years ago to be uncomfortable with their body, to be uncomfortable with sexual pleasure. And even years ago, there used to be some kind of saying that if you actually self-pleasured yourself, there were terrible things that would happen to you. You'd go blind or something else would happen. And we're going to dispel those myths. And today I have somebody here who's Davy Ward, an authentic tantra educator, a sexual empowerment coach. She is passionate about helping women reawaken their sensuality, and she has a wonderful newly released book called Shake Your Soul Song, A Woman's Guide to Self-Empowerment Through the Art of Self-Pleasure. Her book offers women the opportunity to explore this reawakening with awareness, love, self-connection, and respect for divinity, and also how to become self-empowered in their sexuality. Her tantra sex education videos and articles reach thousands weekly. She offers experience-based guidance for catalyzing profound life transformation in the areas of sexuality, spirituality, and sensual self-expression. Davy helps women awaken to their inner passion, pleasure, shameless joy, and sensual confidence that is every woman's birthright through her sensual empowerment coaching programs and her workshop. So welcome, Davy. How are you?
I am awesome. How are you, Joanne?
I'm wonderful. Thanks so much for being a guest
and
for talking about a sensitive topic to many, many people. But we're going to move past that sensitivity to allow people to recognize that within sexuality and sensuality, as you're talking about through this book and in everything that you do, there is not only self-pleasure, but also self-empowerment.
Absolutely.
So let's start off with explaining to our listening audience what a tantric educator is.
Mm. Well, the thing to understand about tantra is that there are many different styles of tantric practice. So when someone says the word tantra, not everyone's always referring to the same thing. There's all, you know, because there's different styles of practice, there's different methods and there's different techniques and there's different images that come to mind. So I'm very specific about the style of tantra that I practice and teach, and that's called authentic tantra. And authentic tantra has roots. It's based in ancient Tibetan tantric instruction. So my partner, my business partner Jacques Druin and my former tantric partner, received secret sexual and non-sexual tantric instructions from our Tibetan Buddhist Lama. And we were given permission to teach some of these openly in the West. And as far as we know, this is the first time they've been taught openly in the West. So we're very, very clear, discerning, and expressive about the fact that the style of Tantra that we teach is lineage-based. It is a style of instruction that comes from a 2,600-year-old lineage, and quite frankly, it's a new style of Tantra to the West, because what most people refer to as Tantra are teachings from Osho and Hindu Tantra and Neo Tantra and some Taoist sexuality, and we include some of those instructions in authentic Tantra, but the foundation for what we teach is instruction in how to use human sexual energy as a path for spiritual realization, emotional transformation, and personal growth. And from our perspective, that is actually what human sexuality was created for. Human sexuality was designed as a powerful tool, a powerful energy, a powerful vehicle for human beings to fully realize enlightenment.
You know, it's interesting because everything, and I teach about energy, and everything is energy, and so why would sexuality and sexual energy be any different than doing the same kinds of things that energy does, which brings more vitality, more health, more vigor, more conscious awareness to each person. So I think that
absolutely.
That's a positive that. Let's talk about some of the physiological health benefits. You talk about sensual healing. So let's talk about sensual healing. Let's define it for our audience, and then we'll get into some of the health benefits, because people may have heard that there are health benefits to it, but they may not, and they may not even know what it is.
Well, sensual healing, I believe what I'm referring to in my book is what I like to say, my favorite quote is that pleasure is medicine for the body. So I define four different forms of pleasure, which are physical / sensual, having to do with the five senses, sight, sound, taste, touch, smell, emotional pleasure, spiritual pleasure, and then sexual pleasure. And what I found fascinating when I began delving more deeply into the physiological basis for the statement pleasure is medicine is the fact that when we experience any of those four forms of pleasure, chemicals are released into the bloodstream that are beneficial, that are life-generating, that are mood-enhancing, that help us balance our emotions, that even help our minds access a greater sense of self. And I found that fascinating. So one that particularly stuck out for me is when we see something that we find visually pleasant, pleasurable, like flowers or a great mountain view, there's a specific chemical released in the brain. It starts with a P, and I'm sorry, I can never pronounce it. I can never pronounce it off the top of my head, but it starts with a P, and it's produced in the brain, and it allows us to feel more harmony, more joy, more balance, more peace of mind, and just generally enhances our experience of life. So just looking at something that's visually pleasurable helps balance our emotions and helps us feel happy. And that's awesome. That's amazing. I find it so fascinating the way the human body is literally designed so that pleasure creates more pleasure, creates more happiness and more joy. And the area that I find particularly interesting is the fact that sexual pleasure especially, you get the most bang for your buck, no pun intended, when it comes to beneficial hormones being generated in the body, you get the most of those, the most concentrated, intense, beneficial doses happen during sexual pleasure. And I find that so ironic because that's the area that most people feel the most, many people feel the most repressed around and afraid to actually like go there and tap into that vital, potent life source energy. And yet it's one of the healthiest things we can do for our body, mind, and spirit.
You know, part of the reason, Davy, that people feel that way is from their education and their upbringing, whether it be from the family or cultural or even some religions. And like you're saying, it's not necessarily true. So many women, and I want to move and shift a little bit, many women don't even know that it's possible to have an orgasm or even multiple orgasms, and yet women's bodies are designed for that level of pleasure. So firstly, my kind of question is, why do you think some women are not able or not experiencing satisfying orgasms?
I think there's, in my opinion, there's a variety of different reasons, and I break them down into three categories. And I say that one of the reasons is a lack of education. So it's a lack of understanding about the basic physiology of our bodies. Something that many, many people are unaware of is the fact that women have as much erectile tissue internally as a man has externally. It just takes us anywhere from 20 to 45 minutes for that erectile tissue to fully engorge and for our bodies to be able to fully, fully respond to sexual pleasure. So though we may be able to have clitoral orgasms in a few seconds, you know, for many people, they're on the scale from 1 to 10, their clitoral orgasms may be a 2, you know. So it's not this full emotional, spiritual expansion that can occur when our bodies are fully aroused, when they've reached full arousal. So the fact of the matter is that many women have never experienced being fully aroused. Their bodies have never been fully able to orgasm because they simply haven't spent enough time, or their partners haven't spent enough time. They haven't had enough time.
You know, it's so interesting because where are they going to get that education? It's not taught in school.
Exactly.
It's not necessarily taught by families or by the mother or the father, and certainly men are not as educated in women's ability to have this full arousal as we would like. And so where do we come by it?
That's my point exactly. That's why I wrote the book. because to me, it's you know, and I got the information from someone else who had written a book, right? So there are people who are pioneers or on the cutting edge of sex education and sexual awareness, and it just takes a little while to trickle down to the mainstream, right? So the rest of the people are aware. But I think because of the culture that we live in, because for the most part, our culture is in a state of fear and repression around sex, even though it seems over-sexualized, it's just scratching the surface. The images of sexuality that we see are often, you know, short, they're fast, they're not about education, they're not about connecting to the spiritual and emotional enhancement that occurs through sexuality. They're not educated sexual representations of what true human sexuality is capable of. And so we have, like, it's a wonderful point, we have nowhere to go. We have no visual representation of what healthy, healed, empowered sexuality and sexual expression actually looks like. And because of the fear in this culture, there isn't a lot of opportunity for this sort of education to make its way into school or even college, you know. There aren't many resources for this type of information, and as a result, many people suffer, which is, again, why I wrote the book and why I teach what I teach, because I believe it's part of our birthright as human beings to just understand the way our bodies work. I mean, come on, that's basic. And also understand the way our sexual anatomy works and the way our sexuality in general works, and be able to explore it in an environment that's safe and supported and educated.
You know, I think it's really very important, and you're right about the advertisements. They're there to sell. They're quick. They're quick flashes to entice you,
yes,
visually, and maybe for a different kind of arousal than really recognizing, like you're talking about, the ability to be able to create those four areas, from sensuality to also spirituality, which is,
yes,
which can be a part of an embodiment of pleasure. What,
yes,
is somatic, yes, healing?
Oh, somatic
talk about
healing.
Talk about that in your book, and I think it's really important that people understand that we're talking about sexuality and sensuality, and because we don't know, and we people don't know enough about it, women don't know enough about it, they're missing the opportunity to really get to a level of health with sensuality and sexuality that people are going to say, what? But that's besides the point.
Yeah, absolutely. So soma means body, you know, and so there's various different kinds of somatic healing. Like many people, I was first introduced to it through dance therapy, so dance movement therapy. So it's using the body's movement, using awareness of the body, using breath to and using that basically in somatic movement healing, it's using awareness of the body and awareness of movement to heal and to release areas of tension, areas of stress, areas of trauma. And the idea is that when we release these energetic, shall we say, pockets or obstacles or energies, when we release these energies from the body, these energetic blocks, it results in an experience of emotional healing as well. So the idea is that, you know, intellectual healing, like talk therapy, is only one level of healing, that you can't actually fully heal the psyche unless you heal the body as well, because they're all interconnected. So it's more of it's a holistic form of healing, body, mind, and spirit is the way I think of it. So I was first introduced to it, like I said, through dance therapy, because I'm a dancer, so movement healing and dance healing. Tantric healing is also a form of somatic sexual healing. So there is a growing movement. There is, I believe in California, there's actually certification for somatic sexual healing. And the principles are very, very, they're totally in alignment with tantric sexual healing. So they're, you know, two sides of the same coin. And basically the process is using touch, using genital touch, using stimulation, movement, pleasure, using breath and awareness of breath, and using mindfulness, so witnessing what's occurring in the body, to heal trauma. So another thing that most people don't understand is that we as human beings store emotional, psychological trauma in the body. And any negative or painful sexual experience that we've had could possibly be stored in our genital tissue. So I know for me, when I was going through my tantric healing, I would have memories arise of, you know, of painful sexual experiences that I had when I was younger, or boys not calling me back, or, you know, emotional traumas from my early childhood, or not early childhood, but young adulthood sexual experiences. And they would arise during my sexual healing process. And I would cry and the emotions would come up. And then as the emotions came up and released, I would begin to experience more pleasure and more orgasm and more sensation in my genitals.
So let me define this a little bit for our audience. So when people mm-hmm. are going through this, there actually may be memories that
yes.
come up from
yes.
from just that somatic experience that's
yes.
taking place that goes back historically to other times when some of this, I'm going to say trauma, it may not be that at that level. It may just be what you said, somebody didn't call you back, but it was associated with sexuality and caring and love and all of that
mm-hmm.
stuff. And so it still comes to the fore. And what happens during tantric healing is that it gets released so that it frees you, right, to be able to experience pleasure without all of that past stuff coming up. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so what I discovered for myself, and this is what I teach women how to do for themselves, and many of my students have the same experience. So what I discovered for myself is that any area in and around my vagina that was numb or painful usually had some sort of emotion or memory associated with it. And so when I or my partner, because I do my own somatic sexual healing, I continue to do it when I'm, you know, alone, that's my self-pleasure practice. When I or my partner encounter these areas of numbness or pain, we just touch, stimulate, gently rub, massage, whatever the body's asking for in that moment, relax and breathe. The breath is huge. The relaxing and breathing is a huge part of it because it opens the body and allows the cells to actually release the energy that they're holding. And so by giving ourselves the space and the time and the awareness, we support the body to do what it was designed to do. The body is designed to heal itself. We just need to give it the support that it needs to do so. So in this case, it's the touch, it's the stimulation, it's the awareness, it's the breath, and the energy is released. So it's literally like, you know, if you've got sore shoulders, right, and you go to a massage therapist, and if she's a good one, she's going to have you breathe into that area of the body to help release the tension. She's going to say, get in your body, bring your consciousness here, I want you to get in here. And she's going to touch, and she's going to rub, and you're going to bring your awareness there, and you're both going to breathe together, and then the tension is going to release. So I often say, when it comes to sexuality, I say trauma, but some people don't like the word trauma, so you can just think of it as tension, an area of tension, right, that was caused for by
right.
usually just some, any kind of even, you know, subtly negative association or negative experience that we have with our sexuality. So for women, being called a slut, you know, that's a sexual trauma. Being told that we have smelly vaginas, it's a sexual trauma. Being, you know, having sex with a man repeatedly and he ejaculates in 2 minutes and we never actually get to have an orgasm, that's traumatizing. And we will
hold
that.
I want to go back to that. I want to go back to that for a minute, because many women, and still to this day, many women believe that it's okay for a man to have the pleasure, and it's not necessary for them, that it's okay. And they go with, okay, well, that's just the way it is. And so we're here to say that doesn't have to be the way it is, that it's very important that you educate your partner as well as yourself to be able to have that level of pleasure that, like you say in your book and talking about now on the show, that is a woman's birthright. We're talking to Davy Ward, who's the author of Shake Your Soul, and the call-in number is 805-285-9790. And I wanted to say, you were talking so much about breath. Breath has been used in yoga, I even use it with my clients in coaching to help them release any tension or nervousness. It's a wonderful way to help people immediately get into their bodies and out of their heads.
Absolutely.
And begin to feel a sense of ease. Now, you were talking about the trauma, and it's interesting, Davy, that many people who've been through, particularly women who've been through sexual abuse, they sometimes when it happens, they leave their bodies to avoid the emotional pain, and they may not remember it. They may go through life without that memory intact until something stirs it or jars it into their level of consciousness. Have you worked with women who have had those kinds of sexual trauma, sexual abuse?
Yeah, and I was one of those women. That was the exact experience that you just described was mine. I went throughout most of my life unaware that I had been sexually molested as a child, and it was through my practice of self-pleasuring that those memories started to arise. And what occurred for me wasn't that I instantly became aware that I was sexually abused. What I first became aware of is that during my self-pleasuring, I had an extreme amount of tension in my pelvic floor, and I didn't know where it was coming from. But I just did the process that I described. I breathed, I relaxed. Every time I encountered the tension, I just held the position, held the touch, breathed and relaxed, and softened around it, like they say in yoga classes. Move into the area of tension and soften around it. So that's what I did with my pleasuring and with my sexuality. And it was a process that happened over several months. And I had an extreme amount of emotion arise and sadness and mourning and all sorts of stuff, but I had no idea where it was coming from. I just allowed the emotion to release from my body as the tension released, as the physical tension released, and just allowed the process to be what it was. It wasn't until about 2 or 3 months later that I was laying in my bed and I was doing a specific breathing practice where I had one hand on my heart, over my heart center, and one hand over my vulva, and I was doing this breathing process, breathing deeply into my body, that the memories of what had occurred began to arise. And for me, it was like a missing piece of the puzzle had finally fallen into place. It was like, oh, okay, now I understand. And I could see how that experience when I was young impacted everything about the rest of my life, every relationship I had, my sense of self-worth, my sense of, you know, just even in being entitled to good things in life. So the repercussions of having been sexually molested as a child reverberated throughout my entire life. And only when I began to heal that trauma from my physical body did it begin to heal for me emotionally and psychologically. as well. So that's my story. And yes, since then, in my coaching, I do have many women come to me who had been sexually abused and want to learn how to heal that, the emotional trauma from their vaginas, quite frankly, from their sexual organs. And they've generally have gone through years of therapy, and so they've dealt with it on an intellectual level, but they haven't actually dealt with it on the body level, and they know that there's more, and they know that they're quote-unquote blocked, you know, and that block may be a physical block, but mostly it's an emotional block in the way they relate to life. And so they want to learn methods to heal sexually so that they can heal emotionally and spiritually as well.
And, you know, that's so important because you can do it, think you're healing intellectually, but unless you get to all of those areas, and I'm also talking about spiritual, I don't believe that true healing really takes place. I want to shift to your book, and if you don't mind, I'm going to read a quote here that I find so beautiful, and it's really at the beginning of the book, Davy, and it's about your invitation. You okay with me reading it?
Yes, please do.
Okay, great. So this is what Davy Ward says in her book, Shake Your Soul Song. I invite you on a journey of soul remembrance and a reawakening to the true power and purpose of your nature-given sacred sensuality. I invite you to reclaim the divine wisdom inherent within the female form. I invite you to first uncover and then deeply connect with the voice and song of your soul. Then I invite you to shake your soul song fearlessly in every area of your life. I think that's beautiful. Thank you for that. And I also think that that's such a wonderful intro to talking about your book, because I was going to say to you, where did you get such an incredible title? I love it. It pulls one in immediately, but it's so much more. So how did you come about with that title, and tell us how women get to be self-empowered through the art of self-pleasure.
Absolutely. So the name Shake Your Soul Song actually came from a very dear and very close and very significant friend of mine. And we were hanging out and we were discussing book titles, and she just threw it out there. She said, I was talking about what I wanted the book to express, and it was like, sing your soul song or free your soul song. It's about your soul and the song and singing. And because I'm a dancer, she said, well, how about Shake Your Soul Song? And it was just perfect. It was like, it just clicked into place. So I have her to thank for that, and very, very grateful. And she's been an incredible support for me in every area of my life. And A Woman's Guide to Self-Empowerment Through the Art of Self-Pleasure. Well, it's the story of my life and the story of many women who I've encountered through these last 5 years that I've been on this path of sexual healing and sensual awakening. And it's about how when we connect to our bodies, like our bodies are, they're constantly giving us guidance in the form of sensation. And I break it out in the book. It's very simple guidance. It's pleasure equals good and pain equals bad, right? So if something hurts, it usually means don't do it, right? It's a natural mechanism.
Right.
If something feels good, we naturally want more of it. The human body is wired to move towards pleasure. And as we described earlier, it's actually healing chemically for the body. Like, you can't get better than that. So it's about using pleasure as a guide to indicate to us which activities in life are actually supportive, good for us, regenerative, healthy, and which activities in life are maybe out of integrity or not so good for us. And it's about using the sensations of the body, because the body has its own wisdom. And in our culture, we tend to be very intellectually oriented, right? And it's, you know, it's all about the intellect. Whereas the body, you know, the wisdom that it gives us is often it's undiluted and unfiltered. So generally, you know, I say for many women, they can relate to the experience of, you know, if you've ever had a relationship with a man or a woman, you know, whatever your persuasion is, and something just doesn't feel right. You know, you're intuitively, it doesn't feel right, but you go ahead and you do it anyway. And then, you know, you ignore all the red flags that your body is giving you, and you go ahead and do it anyway. And then you look back a few months later and like, damn, if I had just listened, like I knew, we know, we have wisdom. The body has its own wisdom. And if we're able to connect to the body instead of running around in our thought streams and our thought patterns all day, but connect to the body, It's the gateway to the present moment. And all wisdom, all power, all awareness, all divinity is accessed in the present moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I totally agree with that, and it's beautifully stated. So I want to remind people, because it's not just about sexuality and sensuality, but also the body's wisdom, like you're talking about, and I believe that implicitly. I've also studied the Alexander Technique, who talks about the body's intelligence, natural
mm-hmm.
intelligence, and I have a background in dance and a dancer too. So the idea that your body doesn't lie. Your body
yes.
is constantly giving you messages. And what's always been amazing to me, Davey, is that a lot of people don't pay attention, or they don't even know what those messages are.
Exactly.
And they're closed off to that.
Exactly. Because, you know, and I attribute it to the kind of the culture that we grow up in. It's, you know, it's very, like I said, it's very intellectually oriented, and it tends to, the Western philosophy tends to separate mind, body, and spirit, when actually they all work together. You know, you can't separate mind from body from spirit. You know, they're inseparable. And yet the Western philosophy tries to separate them and categorize them and make them these, you know, indistinct entities, separate entities. So absolutely, the wisdom of the body, using the body awareness, and then also, you know, the reality is because we live in a culture that does teach us as women to, if not consciously fear our sexuality, we're not encouraged to explore our sexuality, right? You know, it's like, it's pretty open, and everybody knows that men masturbate, and it's socially acceptable. You just, oh, guys will be guys. But women masturbating, you know, that's a whole different subject, and most women don't talk to each other about masturbating. I know before this, I never spoke with my girlfriends about masturbating, and I remember I had one friend who did, and I was like, I mean, I did too, but she talked about it. I was like, oh my God, I was so embarrassed. I didn't want to even go near the subject, and I certainly didn't want to let anyone know that I did that thing myself. It's very private,
and yet
very
women,
close down about it.
And yet women sometimes, or more often than not, share their sexual experiences when they are with partners and not with themselves.
Exactly. So we're very, very, we're culturally conditioned and we're culturally supported to talk about our sexual experiences with our partners, and I think identify with our sexuality mostly in relationship to our partners, and mostly in relationship, and especially in heterosexual relationships, with our male partners. And that's kind of this idea of like Prince Charming and Cinderella. You know, I call it the Walt Disney syndrome. We're supposed to wait around like good little princesses until the right man comes and sweeps us off our feet, and he's supposed to know. Like, we're not supposed to know sexually, and we're certainly not supposed to give him any guidance. That's a no-no. So then when we go back and talk to our girlfriends, it's like, oh, was he a good kisser? And, oh, what did he do? And it's not about, oh, you know, like, I showed him how to kiss me, and I showed him how to pleasure my clitoris, and we had this great conversation in bed about sexual pleasure, and we explored each other's bodies and communicated. No, it's more about, I'm going to lay there like a passive princess, and I'm going to let the handsome prince awaken me, and I'm just going to, you know, it's roles. We're playing these sexual roles for each other and not actually authentically connecting as equals. And the poor guys, like, I have so much empathy for men because they get their sex education from porn, and porn is horrible education. Like, that is not, porn is not about female pleasure. It's about,
and it's,
you know,
not a, right. And it's not about sensuality, and it's not about really the whole relationship or relating, or and there's nothing spiritual about that at all. So
no,
right,
it's about men
you.
Ejaculating.
Right. Let's talk
yeah.
about your book, and let's talk about how people can get a hold of this book. And also, you're coming up with a very important workshop in Atlanta, so let's make sure that we tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So my book, Shake Your Soul Song, A Woman's Guide to Self-Empowerment Through the Art of Self-Pleasure, you can get it on my website, which is femininemergence.com, F-E-M-I-N-I-N-E, mergence.com. And if you go to my website, I actually have a free ebook, 7 Keys to Sensual Satisfaction and 3 Secrets to Better Love and Sex, that you can sign up for.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Nice
I missed
intro.
That.
Yeah, go. I just put it up a couple weeks ago, so I'll send you the link.
Thank you.
So, yeah, it's brand new, my brand new ebook. So that's a fun little intro. And then you can also get my book on Amazon.com. Just type in either Davey Ward or Shake Your Soul Song. And I've got a great workshop coming up in Atlanta that's actually based on the book. So in the workshop, I teach the four principles of self-pleasure, which are movement, meditation, self-connection, and self-pleasure, and how to use them and integrate them into your everyday life to experience your full sexual potential, the 11 different orgasms for women, all that fun stuff, and just feel more, just have a happier, more balanced life, experience more inner peace of mind, more joy, more happiness, and more pleasure. So that is May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia, and you can register for that at my website as well, femininemergence.com. And if you're interested in learning more about Authentic Tantra, we do have an online program at AuthenticTantra.com. You can learn Tantra in the comfort and privacy of your own home. It's video instruction from me and my tantric partner, Jacques, my former tantric partner, Jacques. It's amazing. It's a school. It's like 20 hours of education. And it's online, and you have access to it for the rest of your life. And that's at AuthenticTantra.com. And we do have a free 7-day intro that we offer. So if you sign up for the intro, you get videos emailed to you, and you can test it out and check it out and see if it's something that you wanna use and have, a product that you wanna have in your life, have access to in your life. And it's enriched and enhanced the lives of many couples, many men and women.
Great. And I think that's wonderful. And you know, you and I were talking before the show about the 11, I just want to make sure that people heard that, because we didn't even cover this, that the 11 different orgasms for women. So, folks, are you listening? Women can have, I'm going to say it again, 11 different kinds of orgasms. And I'm going to leave that a little bit as a come on to your book, Shake Your Soul Song, A Woman's Guide to Self-Empowerment through the Art of Self-Pleasure. Daisy, thank you so much, because what you're doing is really courageous, because, again, it's not something that women and men, but particularly women, because that's who we're speaking to right now, are comfortable with, and certainly to be able to express that and teach that, not only do you need to have a comfort level with your own sensuality and sexuality, but also the ability to express that and teach that and communicate that to others so that they, too, can feel that within themselves. So thanks for your courage.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being a great guest. And again, folks, check out Davy Ward in Atlanta. It sounds like a wonderful, wonderful workshop.
Yes, thank you so much, Dr. Joanne, and it was a pleasure being on your show. I'm very honored.
My pleasure as well. Have a blessed day, Davy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Folks, before we leave, we're going to switch gears next week, and we're actually going to meet Carol Adler, whom I know personally as a colleague, and she is going to talk about writing a book, and she has a publishing company, and she's a writer in her own right, and it's going to be my pleasure to introduce her. So tune in next week, Wednesday, April 17th. And if you want to get a hold of me, Dr. Joanne White, go to drjoannewhite.com or docwhite.org, and there are many workshops coming up. There are some freebies, some free articles, some other free videos that you can access. And remember, each day you have an opportunity to empower yourself, and one of the ways to do that we've been talking about today is to get in touch with your body. So everybody right now, wherever you are, breathe in. This is a yogic breath. Breathe in through your nose. Hold it. Exhale through your mouth and allow yourself to feel how your breath helps you to release and reduce your stress. Have a blessed day, and thanks so much for tuning in to the show Power Your Life.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting divatoolbox.com and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.
Thank you.